Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnette has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnette.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. It's Tuesday, March 7th. We've got to start talking St. Patrick's Day. Being a natural red, but we'll have to talk about St. Patrick's Day. Are you with us nice and early? Early morning drive time. You can hear this show on the legendary KWXY, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. Or you can hear this show on the also legendary, it is in my mind, 9:20 a.m. in the afternoon, where I started 28 years ago, same as my age, or 99.1 FM. I don't care where you listen, just so you do. I want it to be the best hour of your day. And after we're finished, you'll be the smartest person in the room, so wear red, eat chocolate, and spend an hour with me. I'm putting everything wonderful in there. The Joey English Daily Datebook, lots of community events, the Joey English Desert Datebook, the Joey English Mystery Songs, Great, great, great interviews. That's the best part. Great, great, great giveaways. That's also a good part. Great, great, great music. That would be my music, and I think that's a good part too. And after we're finished, we post everything on my website and my Facebook page. Okay, Joey pals, we've been doing this long enough. You know the routine. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Well, this is better than yesterday. Monday was National Dentist Day. Today is National Cereal Day. Unless it's some sugar-coated dentist conspiracy, right? Okay. Act for MS. Want you to know their golf tournament has been postponed. Saturday, March 25th is the date now at the Classic Club. Details at act4ms.org. The Greater Coachella Valley Chamber of Commerce presents their 7th annual Taste of Indio. I almost thought it said Taste of India. Curry. No, Taste of Indio. March 9th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Coachella Valley History Museum. That's at 82616 Miles Avenue. You can check all this out. Here come the initials. GCVCC.org. The Palm Springs Cultural Center presents The Swing in 60s. It's a live musical tribute today. And it's 11:30 and it's award-winning. It's over at the Palm Springs Cultural Center on Baristo, Camelot Theater, home of the best popcorn. You know that. Go to psculturalcenter.org. Thus endeth somewhat questionable reading of the Joey English Daily Datebook. Okay, Joey pals, we are really honored on this Tuesday to share some heartbeats with the one and only John Secada. And let me tell you the important stuff before we visit with him. Tomorrow night at the Agua Caliente Casino in Rancho Mirage, one night only, Joey pals, John Secada's in concert with our wonderful Desert Symphony. I don't know if there are tickets left, but you better be smiling and dialing. Go to desertsymphony.org, or you can call 773-5988. You don't want to miss this on so many levels. Okay, the business is over, and we say hello to the one and only John Secada. Hello.
Hi, Joey. How are you?
Oh, I'm exhausted after that introduction.
That was very sweet. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for doing this. Have you performed in Palm Springs before?
Yes, I have. It's been a little while, but I definitely have. I have performed in the area, and so it's going to be great going back, and especially in this manner, always working, having the opportunity to work with an orchestra, a symphony orchestra of that nature, especially what it represents to the region, and it's always a treat. And for me in my career, it gives me the opportunity to do some certain things that have been a part of my musical journey that honestly I wouldn't otherwise have the. Maybe have the freedom to do so if I didn't have a wall of sound and
exactly.
And be able to have the kind of musicianship that I'm going to have that evening.
Well, you've really had a blessed time. I mean, funk, soul, pop, Latin. Emilio Estefan and Gloria Estefan. I mean, what magic.
Yeah, it was... I've been very, very, very lucky, very blessed. Every time that I reflect, of course, 30 plus years later in my career, I really think how lucky I've been and how how good God has been to me in light of my education at the University of Miami.
Go Hurricanes.
That's right. We are. Yes, we are.
And, because you've won two Grammys, you write songs, you've had duets with the likes of Frank Sinatra, who's part of our fabric here. You've taught school. Is there anything you want to do that you haven't?
Well, you know, at this point, I keep exploring and enjoying any and all opportunities that come my way. I grew up listening to the radio. I grew up being a fanatic of fusion and combining flavors of different styles of music. That's the way that I was raised in Miami. And of course, when I went to the University of Miami at the Frost School of Music and learned and was able to really have an idea of how to incorporate jazz and other musical elements as to what I do, then it made my fusion even more fun when it came down to writing my songs. As I was always a fan of the radio, always a fan of popular music, but the fact that I grew up, so many different musical styles are part of my upbringing. And then my musical education, that was something that, again, I think that's the reason that I've been able to have the career that I've had.
Were your parents musical?
My parents, not really. On my father's side, I think that maybe inheritedly comes from there. My aunt in Cuba was a singer, well known in the 40s and 50s. I think there were members on my dad's side that were musically inclined. My aunt was the only professional, though. Besides, then of course, now that that my career then did what I did, the interesting thing I never actually able to meet my aunt. That's kind of like a punchline there, and now my daughter, of course, she's kind of following in my footsteps in show business as well. So I guess that tradition is to a certain degree is moving forward. But I guess, you know, there was inherently somewhere, some way, somehow, yeah, there was some musicality in me to begin with.
How old are the kids now?
My daughter is 24 years old. My son is 21, and very proud to say my daughter is pretty much on her way. Pretty soon, I'd be able to announce a very, very important show in her career in musical theater. She's in New York right now, so it's an exciting time for her and for my son too, and doing different things here in Miami. So time flies, but yeah, my kids are no longer kids; they're young adults.
And you know, it's really beautiful. You've given back. I mean, there's a John Secada Music Scholarship at the U of M.
Yeah, I did that from the beginning. You know, I felt compelled to do so. The university gave so much to me, and they it was I don't have words really as to what being a music student, especially as an entering freshman, I was so green, and the opportunities that I had, the mentors, different mentors and teachers that so encouraging, attached to whatever work I put in, given my undergraduate and graduate degrees, it was a very, 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 very special time for me. But yeah, it's again, that the University of Miami will always have a very, very special place in my heart.
Me too. Do you? No one will know what we're talking about, but we know what an ibis is. Okay. Now,
that is correct.
And tomorrow night at the Agua Caliente Casino in Rancho Mirage, what are Joey Pals going to hear? What kind of songs are you going to tell stories? I know the Desert Symphony. I mean, did you have to create special charts for them? Did you have them set the scene?
The music was already there. I've systematically I've created a a symphony show that specifically deals with the journey of my career in every aspect. Oh. As a recording artist, as a songwriter, as a Broadway entertainer. And yes, the show is dealing with my collaborations as well and the different opportunities that I've had along the way. The show is full of stories, but stories attached to my journey, my 30-plus year journey in music and in entertainment. And that's what the show is going to be about. I interact with the audience. I love to do that. I love to, in a playful way, always engage the audience that I'm performing for. So, again, it should be, and I know it's going to be a lovely evening.
Oh, absolutely. Do you play an instrument? Do you have an instrument other than your voice?
Piano. Piano is my secondary instrument. As a songwriter, that's how many times I would and still coming up with ideas and melodic ideas and what have you. And so that's still a part of what I do, especially as a songwriter, as an arranger, as a producer, to be able to work out what I hear and sit down at the piano and figure those things out.
Well, I think it's just lovely. You're such a good example of success in show business. Oh, my stars, a nice person with a good family and a little bit of faith and a good history. That's not a story you hear all the time.
No, thank you for saying that, Joy. I appreciate it. I have been very... I've been blessed. I can't say it enough.
Are your parents still alive, John?
My mother is still alive. She's still hanging in there. She's 96 years old, and she still has the strength to hang in there. And so
she lived long enough to see your success.
Yes, she did.
That's
yes, she
wonderful.
Did. And I was very. I was proud that I was able to along the way was able to not only to have my parents enjoy my successes, but to be able to take care of them.
Yes.
Financially attached to me following my dreams. So I can't complain. The department, those blessings have been something that. That mean a lot to me and to my family.
Well, it will show tomorrow night in your music. I know it will. Joey Pals, Smile and Dial. Tomorrow, there's dinner. There's the concert. The doors open at 5 o'clock. The Agua Caliente Casino in Rancho Mirage. Smile and Dial. 773-5988. Thank you so much for sharing the heartbeats with us, John Sakata. What a thrill.
Can't wait. I can't wait.
Okay.
Can't wait to tomorrow. It's gonna be a fun one.
It will be. Thank you again. We'll be together soon. Bye bye.
You got it. Bye bye.
It's Joey English along with John Sakata. We wear red and we eat chocolate.